Moncrief on News Talk.
Miles Astray was recently awarded third place in a photography competition, but was then disqualified. And the reason why was that this was a competition for artificially generated pictures. Miles cheated by entering a picture that was an actual photograph. Miles, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Could you define what they say in an artificially generated photograph? What do they mean? Do they mean a picture that may have been manipulated some way, or just the whole thing is fake?
The whole thing, like it is generated from scratch, so to say. So they're not referring to just editing a real picture, but like to creating a picture with like an AI imagery tool from scratch.
Right. Okay. And so what motivated you to do this, Miles, to cheat so shamefully in a competition for cheats?
Right. Well, you know, I'd seen a few examples of the opposite happening, creatives entering AI imagery into real photo competitions where they were not supposed to compete. There have been a few instances over the last couple of years, ever since that technology kind of like emerged. And most notably last year, somebody won an award at the Sony World Photo Awards, which is a huge competition. And it turned out to be an AI generated image. And so I thought, why not turn this story around and enter a real photograph into an AI competition to show that Mother Nature still outdoes the machine, that there's still merit in human content, in, you know, content that is created by real creatives. Mm. And so, yeah, that's what that stunt was about.
Yeah. And I think you can correct me if I'm wrong. The person who won, who was awarded the award last year, before refused the award and said, no, this was an artificially generated image. And I suppose they were making some sort of point as well. Your picture is of a flamingo.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny because, yeah, last year's story is kind of like the opposite of mine, but not all that different in terms of the message the artist tried to send, like that we're not really ready yet for all the implications of AI generated content, and that we're lagging behind there, and that we need to step up our game a little bit. And so I would say, you know, it was kind of like a same page, different book kind of situation, but we're trying to make a similar point.
Mm. Yeah. The fact that the 1839 Awards, which is a photography competition, has a category like this at all. Because you could argue that an AI-generated picture isn't a photograph by definition.
Right. I would absolutely agree with that statement. And so I think that is why some organizers of these kind of awards now try to add that as like a separate category to kind of like give a platform to those artists as well to show their imagery. And some of it is, quite frankly, really stunning, you know. And so I think that's okay. But I would really, like to see it separate from real photography. I think it is a very different thing. And like that artist last year at the Sony World Photo Awards, like he coined a term where he didn't coin it, but like he uses it as well, promptography. And I think that's apt, and there is some creativity there, but it's a different thing. It's different from photography.
Yeah, absolutely. And were you, had you decided in advance when you were going to announce it was an AI photograph? I assume you were hoping for some sort of prize for it, or that it wasn't an AI photograph, I should say.
Well, like, I mean, the prize was part of my, calculations, I guess, in terms of like, I really wanted to spread that message behind the whole thing. And so it's not really a newsworthy story if you don't win a prize, like if you just compete and then nothing happens, like, you know, then nobody's going to talk about it, of course. So I was hoping for a prize. And the jury shortlisted my picture alongside a few, real AI images, so to say. And so that entered it automatically into a public vote as well. So it was like two separate awards, a People's Choice Award and the jury Award. And then in the end, I did win the People's Choice Award and also ended up among the winners within the jury award. Mm. And so that was fantastic news for me, of course.
And how did the jury react when they found out what you'd done?
Yeah, I was really surprised by that, actually. Like, they sent me an email. Like, so I came clean to them before approaching the press. Like, I thought it would be fair to give them a little heads up and, you know, so that they could also address this from their side. And then they replied. And yeah, the co-founder and director of the award led by saying that they actually really appreciate this, that they think it's an important and timely statement, and that they hope that this can give hope to creatives and people out there who are worried about the implications of AI. And that really made my day. Like, you know, in the same breath, they told me that I was disqualified, but that was something that I had expected and that I fully support. That makes sense. You know, I, like you said earlier, I cheated, basically. And so I shouldn't keep that award. And that's fine. But yeah, like, their reaction of like being on the same page really made my day.
Yeah, because I'm actually looking right now at the winners in the AI category, and it all looks like the person has just sat down in front of a computer, but they're copying what photographers have done in other sections of this competition. So it's not as if they're using it in an original way in and of itself. It's a copy.
Yeah, like, I guess that's fair to say. Like, you know, I don't want to judge how much creativity goes into that. Like, for example, like, if I look at this picture that won last year at the Sony World Photo Awards, it is a striking image. And the artist, he has a lot of really impressive imagery. And he himself said, like, this is about more than just, like, typing three words into this, you know, like, machine. And I'm sure that that's true. I'm sure there are a lot of it, that there's a lot of work that goes into that, because, like, I tried it once last year out of curiosity. Like, I tried one of those tools and I asked it to replicate one of my actual photographs to see, you know, if it would be able to do that. And it was terrible. Like, it looked absolutely cartoonish. Like, it was not photorealistic at all. And so, like, I'm sure, like, I dropped it right there. I was like, okay, this is not for me. This is, like, you know, it was just out of curiosity to see what its ability would be. But I guess I just didn't prompt it in the way some of those creatives do to really arrive at imagery that is, well, indistinguishable from real photos. Mm. And so, yeah, like, I wouldn't call it photography. I think it's its own genre. And I think there are implications of all that we need to talk about, but yeah, I guess there is some work and creativity behind it.
Yeah, because at the same time, if you're a creative photographer, you wouldn't be too worried about AI. But I suppose there are many aspects of photography where working photographers could be replaced by a computer program.
Sure. Like, if we're talking about more generic content, like stock imagery, for example, that is used for marketing purposes, images of, like, you know, a desk or, I don't know, a tree or something, that is easily AI generated nowadays. And so it will very much depend on how those creatives adapt to the new normal. And so some of them are embracing that technology. Some of them use it to actually facilitate facilitate their work processes, like freeing up resources by outsourcing menial tasks to that machine. And then, freeing up resources for more creative passion projects and stuff like that. I think that is happening. But yeah, if creatives are not able to adapt, and if we don't put some guardrails in place to kind of, like, shape this into something that is beneficial for all, then there will also people, losing a gig or two, losing a paycheck in there. And I think it is something we need to talk about and also, yeah, act on.
Mm. Miles, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was the photographer there, Miles Astray.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.